regardless, I promise you. But it's good to be back again. I almost feel like I should be a member. I've come here so many times now, so maybe I'll pay my tithes here, do all that. Praise God. But it's good to be back. You know, this is my home, Humboldt County area, and anytime I come back here, you know, just a bunch of memories flood your mind and different things. But one that kind of floods my mind the most is just the time where God was captivating my heart. You know, God captivates your heart. I don't know if you know that. He's running after you. You can run, but you know, they say you can run, but you can't hide. And that's a very true statement, because God's love for mankind is amazing. And the more I walk with God, the more that I see that love just continues to be there. It's consistent. Aren't you glad about that?
Amen.
Amen. Me too. And today, I know I'm right on the right page today. It's so awesome because we started singing that song about victory. And I'm going to be talking about sweet victory today. Amen. How many like winning? We've got honest people in the church. Listen, nobody likes losing. I'm nobody. I mean, I was privileged to play for McKinleyville when we went two games. We lost two games in 4 years. That's awesome. And you know, when you get a taste for winning, that's all you want. But what I found out is in life, without God, you know, honestly, without God, you're going to find yourself losing one way or the other. Jesus came to find those that are lost, those that are out there, those that are just in life or just tore down. Everybody's been there. But I tell you what, it's so good to know that God runs after you. He comes after you. And me, let me just tell you a little bit of my testimony. I mean, actually, one of my good friends here today is Eric, and he, you know, we hung out and we partied together. We did a lot of things that just totally was outside of God, but we built a friendship, and I love him, man. I love him with all my heart. But what he didn't know is God was dealing with my heart. And I just got to the place, and if you're not there, man, if you can ever get to this place where you can look in the mirror, I looked in the mirror when I was about 22 years old, and I meant it with all my heart, tears in my eyes. I said, God, I've lived my way for 21, 23 years. You got the rest of them. And I meant it. Man, my life changed. Whew, can I tell you, my life changed. It's never been the same. And I never regretted that decision. I know there's a lot of people in here, you've regretted some decisions, but I can guarantee you this, and sell like a car salesman or something, you know, guarantee. But the truth is, I've never regretted that decision. Never. Now, I've made some bad decisions along the way, but he stuck with me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So today we're going to be talking about victory, because I know that you've been through some things just like I have. You know what? If you think you're the only one going through it, don't let the devil lie to you. Listen, he doesn't pull any punches for anybody. And we're in a spiritual war. It's an unseen thing that's happening. Unseen. You know, everything that is natural was made by the spiritual. Everything. I mean, God is a spirit, is he not? And he made a man. His name was Adam, and he blew into him. He blew his spirit of the spirit in man, the life of man. And you know what? Adam lost that by disobeying God. But today we're going to find out what Jesus did to get the victory. Amen?
Amen?
Over what? Sin and death. I'll tell you what. Here's the thing about sin. The worst thing about sin is it just brings death. It eats your lunch. You know, before I gave my life over to the Lord, the devil's really good at deceiving people. I thought everything I was doing was fun. I found out later everything I was doing was really not that fun. It leads somewhere. Sin leads to what? Death. It always leads to death. If God tells you something, if your Heavenly Father tells you something, it's for your good.
Amen.
Amen. It is for you. Why? Because He is such a loving Father. He's looking after you. And for me, when I made that decision, I said, God, you got it. I meant it. And you know what? I made some wrong decisions along the way. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He remains the same. I mean, one of my favorite verses that I memorized was 1 John 1:9. You know, if you confess your sins, he's what? He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That means you can keep walking with him. That's what that means. You don't have to miss a step. You can just keep walking by faith. Let it be the past and go towards your future, which is in him. Amen?
Amen.
So today's sweet victory. I love winning. And you know what? My son, he's just like me. I'm telling you. He's playing football. He's a freshman this year, and he hates losing. So I had to deal with him when he would lose a game. Because he had a bad attitude for about 2 hours afterwards. I mean, towards everybody, I said, hey, we can't do that. You know, I'll let you have 10 minutes of just, you know, getting it all out. How many know what I'm talking about? losing. I mean, he gets upset, but now he's learned that, you know what, I do my very best, I leave it all on the field, and I can't make it all happen. But here's the thing about with God. There's the God, there's the man side that God won't do, but there's the God side you can't do. And when it comes to gaining the victory in every area of your life, if we do it like Pastor said, God's way, it will turn out in victory. Every single time. I think of King David. He's my favorite Bible character. How many like King David? I mean, honestly, the dude was bad to the bone, okay? He was because of what God, the anointing in his life. And we're going to be talking about that anointing today. But King David never lost a battle. Not one. Not one battle. But the thing we need to realize about King David is in Samuel 17, I think it's verse 47, it says that when he went to battle, it wasn't because of the sword or the spear that he won the battle, because the battle belongs to who? The Lord. And David knew that. David knew he was not going out in his own strength. Why? Because when Samuel anointed him, see, the anointing means this. It is actually the power of God. Is what it is. It's the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, God's power shows up. Amen. Look at Samson. Samson, honestly, I don't think Samson was a very muscular person. I don't, because they ask the question, where does he get his strength from? Where did he get that strength from? It's called the anointing. And here's what you need to know today. You have an anointing. You say, well, I'm not a preacher. See, most people think just preachers have the anointing. No, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. That's what the scripture says in John, 1 John. He says, and you need not anybody to teach you, but as that same anointing, see, the anointing is so important in your life. As that anointing teaches you, how many know your pastor needs to be a teacher when he comes here? And he teaches under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He can't do it by himself. He would never do this if he didn't know God was with him. I would never be here today not knowing that God was going to show up and he's going before me. Because I would be stumbling and you wouldn't understand anything. But when God comes upon you or me, you are anointed. He will teach you. And as that anointing teaches you, it says all things. Anything you need to know, if you seek God, read your Bible, he'll teach you. And it says, as it teaches you and is true. How do you know it's true? What does the Word say? What does the Bible say? The Holy Spirit is only going to confirm anything unless it's in that Bible right there, your Word. Jesus did everything by the Holy Spirit. He was the Word of God that became flesh and what dwelt among people. You know Jesus is still here today? Just point a finger at yourself, because he's in you if you're born again. And that same anointing, he wants every person to realize that the victory comes through the anointing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It does, absolutely. Is believing the Word of God, amen? I'll show you a scripture here in just a minute on that. It's believing the Word of God. Here's what the Holy Spirit does. What happens is when you release faith and you trust God, the Holy Spirit's going to back that up and confirm it. The Holy Spirit is a responder to faith. I know that God's going to deal with hearts today. Absolutely 100% I know he's going to talk to your heart today. You know why? Because I believe for it. I believe when I came here that the Holy Spirit was going to come. That's what causes the Holy Spirit to move, is faith. That's why when King David went out and faced Goliath, which he was about 10 feet tall, he wasn't worried a bit. Why? Because the anointing, when he was anointed by Samuel, that anointing ran down on him and his brothers seen it, and how many know they got jealous? They seen it, and from that time on, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came off King Saul and came on David. You know what happened after that? Man, this is awesome. It's awesome when God shows up and his anointing shows up and you are anointed, and don't let the devil lie to you. What happened is one time he was taking care of the sheep, because that's what he was. He was a shepherd, just like you, Pastor. Just like me at one time, looking over people, doing the best he could, worshiping God. And he's out there in the field, and it says that a lion and a bear came. You know what he did? He whipped them both. Both of them he whipped. And he realized that when that anointing came on him, you can do all things through Christ Jesus when he strengthens you. Through that anointing, which is the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Amen. And when that shows up, everything changes. So when he goes out to face Goliath, and all the other Israelites are in this big valley, they're about to go to war, they're all chicken because they got a 10-foot giant out there. saying taunting, speaking blaspheme over their God, the God of Israel, the only one true God, and they all knew it. Do you know all these people knew? They knew they had a covenant with God. How many know you got a covenant with God? You got promises from God that He will never break. God is faithful to His covenant. He's never broken it with the Israelites. He'll never break it with you. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. And you got a covenant with Him if you're a born-again Christian. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But they all knew the covenant, but none of them had any faith. That's why faith is so important. The Bible says this, now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, obviously. And faith works through love, the Bible says. But when you have faith, what do you have? You have belief. You believe. You're not trusting in yourself. David wasn't trusting in himself. He was a shepherd boy. He says, it's not by sword or spear. What did he go out there with? Come on, church, help me. A sling, man. A 17-year-old boy, probably. And he had no fear of that giant at all. Why? Because he knew what the anointing of God could do in his life. He had already seen it. How many of you ever felt the anointing of God in your life? If you haven't, just release faith and start trusting God for it because the anointing's about to show up. Amen? Let's read in 1 John chapter 5. Let me read a text to you here. How many know the Bible is important? Amen to that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes what? The world. You're an overcomer. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. This is the victory. Is it that simple? Brother Harvey, is it that simple? Yeah, if you keep believing, you'll see the victory. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It may not happen tomorrow, may not happen the next day, but if you keep in faith, sooner or later, the Holy Spirit is a responder to faith. And God, at the right time, at the right place, He's going to change your situation that's happening. Amen? Do your part. Listen, here's the truth of the matter, and Pastor knows this. My goal is to walk in fellowship with God. And if I live in sin, I can't. I can't have the fellowship that, you know, He's still there for me, but the communication is not the same. I'm not hearing His voice. Listen, if you haven't heard from God in a while, maybe you need to repent. Maybe you do. Maybe you need to hear that voice and bring you to repentance and say, God, I messed up. I want to hear Your voice. I want to walk with You in the cool of the day like Adam did. And I want to hear Your voice. Maybe that may be the case for you. Because here's the thing. When I know I've missed it, I don't go, I wonder if I missed it. No, I know. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in me. And He is the Spirit of truth. And He's going to tell me the truth. Here's the thing. When people are sinners and they don't know, they have never came to Christ, the Spirit of God is going to tell them. Listen, have you ever heard somebody speak about Jesus, but then you didn't hear? I mean, I've had this. You weren't really hearing God behind it. I mean, when you lift up the name of Jesus, He'll draw. But when the Holy Spirit speaks, things are different. See, when I got saved when I was 13, I got saved when I was 13, but I didn't live for God for about, I don't know, 7, 8 years. I did it my way. Now, some of you may say, well, you weren't saved then. Yes, I was. Yes, I know I was saved because I know God never left me. He talked to me at times. What do you think led me to giving my life over to Him? He was talking to me. He was talking to me. He was loving on me. I didn't know the plan and purpose that God had for my life. I thought I was going to be a professional football player, all 5'8" of me. Go figure. Man, you got to have a lot of faith for that this day and age. But I was just going in a direction. But one of the things that I do now, just like I did with football, I'll tell you what, when I played football, when I strapped it on, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to talk about strapping on the whole armor of God today. But when I put that helmet on, it was go time. Now, I'll tell you right now, no, I may have had some talent, but nobody ran harder than me. Nobody. Why? Because it was go time. It's the same mentality we have to have with the things of God. You know, the Bible says, let's go there, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. If we're going to have victory in life, we're going to have to do something with what God has given us. Amen? So Ephesians chapter 10, chapter 6, and it's going to be verse 10. You guys are helping me preach. This is a good church. Good church. They'll help you. You get in there, they'll help you. Amen? I like your pastor. He told me the first time I came here, he said, I'm just going to tell you, brother, if you preach something that's outside of the Word of God, I'm probably going to tell you.
I said, okay.
That'll be just fine, because I think I'm preaching the right stuff. Amen?
Nobody's perfect, but... All right, let me see if I can... You guys probably turned there already. Is anybody there? Well, good, you beat me there. I thought I had it written down in my notes here, but I'll get there real quick. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to start reading with verse 10, just like I said. It says this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of what? His might, not your own power. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. There's some stuff going on, isn't there? Therefore, take up the whole. Everybody say the whole. I'll tell you what, when I was putting on that gear, some people didn't want to wear sun pads. I wore everything, helmet, hip pads, knee pads. Why? Because I knew I was going to go in there and have some heavy contact. I was going to get real with this thing. Maybe we need to get real with this thing. Amen? With putting this stuff on. Listen, if you don't put it on, you're not going to win. I mean, you may lose. You're going to... Here's the thing. Here's the awesome thing. No matter how many times you fail, you're still a winner with God. It's the truth. Why? Here's the reason why. Because as you slip, the Bible says, if I fall, I'm a righteous man, whether I fall or I'm up because of Jesus. The righteous man falls seven times, but what does he do? What does he do? That's right. I'm real good at getting back up. When somebody stuck it to me, I got back up. Amen. Got in the huddle. Found out what the play was. That's what you do. Get in the Word again. Find out what the right play to run is and run it. Because if you run it the way God says to run it, the Word of God, you'll win every time. And that's what this is talking about. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, everything I'm going to read right here is honestly all talking about the Word of God. It's all about the Word of God, everything. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the what? All right, we're talking about winning the victory here. We got to have a shield of faith. Faith is so important. Listen, here's the thing. The devil is a blabbermouth, okay? In the battle, the true battle that's taking place in your life, in my life, has already been won through Jesus Christ. You're already victorious. But your mind needs to catch up with it. And above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That's what the wicked one does is he talks. He tells lies. He's the father of lies. That's why, like, when somebody would be in church, they come into church and somebody would say, well, I don't need Jesus. You know what? That's a lie. And the devil will jump on board with that. They tell you you don't need Jesus. Let me tell you something. If you're not saved, you need Jesus. Because you need to cross over from what? Death to life. And so what I found out is as I renew my mind, all this is that these scriptures, what we're talking about, is renewing your mind. Amen. So when the devil tells a lie, you say, nope, that's not for me. You raise the shield of faith. Amen. And it don't hit home. It talks about, and the helmet of what? Salvation. Because he's trying to get to your mind. He's trying to get to your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. See, because that's where the true battle is for a Christian. If you're going to be victorious, it's not. Jesus has already got the victory. It's already a done deal. It is finished. Right. It is finished. You're a winner. It's over. We've already got the victory. But if we're going to walk this thing out, the Bible says we walk by what? Faith, not by sight. It says to fight the good fight of what? Faith. It's a fight because the devil's always coming to you and talking to your mind and telling you what's going to happen or that'll never happen. If you're believing, you're fighting the good fight of faith for healing in your body by his stripes, you were healed. And the devil will come to you and say, nope, that's not true. What you need to do is raise the shield of faith and say, I'll take nothing more than victory in this area because that's what's available for me. I'll tell you what, I think the last time I was here, I told you about my shoulder. I'm believing for 100% healing, a compressed disc in my neck. And it touched a nerve in my arm all the way. I couldn't even hold this arm straight out.
Talk about scary. I talked about this the last time I shared. I could not move my arm. That is scary. But you know what I did? I said, by His stripes, I'm healed. You know what I did? By faith, I said, I'm going to choose what God said about this situation. And it is a fight, okay? Your mind will tell you everything other. Your body will tell you everything other. But you know what? You are victorious. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are anointed to speak to it. You know, people think Christians are crazy sometimes, and we are a peculiar people. Okay? We are. I know people. Some people get freaked out, but let me tell you something. When God shows up and the anointing shows up and healing start taking place, they're going to realize, okay, this God is real. And that's what happens when the anointing shows up. So let me tell you about my arm now. It's as strong as the other one just about. At one time, I didn't know if I was going to have use of my arm. But I would not take no for an answer. Jesus said yes, so I'm saying yes. Amen? And I got victory. I don't have to be that way. Why? Because I choose faith. Why? Because this is the victory. What is it? Our faith is believing. How do you pastor? I call myself a pastor because I was a pastor for years. But pastor, how do you, when your faith is low and you feel like you're at the bottom, has anybody ever been there as a Christian? Come on, people, let's be real. You're low and you don't know what to do and you're reading your Bible sometimes. And because that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. If you need more faith, read your Bible. But sometimes, I've had times where it seemed dry. I was doing it by faith. And here's the good news. The feelings caught up later. Does that make sense? I would do it by faith, and then faith did come. And you know what? Victory came after that. I remember a time I was 32 years old. Well, I wish I had about 3 hours for it with you. It's hard to condense everything, but I was about 32, and man, I got depressed because I knew God called me to preach. You know, things don't happen overnight, people. I knew He called me to preach. I wasn't preaching to no. Well, I was preaching to people at work. I was, but not in church. Believe me, I was preaching. My friend's here today. He says, yeah, you tried to get me saved a long time ago. And I said, I'm not probably done yet. But anyway, so I'm preaching to everybody I possibly can preach to. But I was discouraged. I thought, man, God's plan isn't going to happen for my life. You know, I really got depressed for the first time in my life. I experienced depression as a Christian. Can that happen? You know, it can happen. It's oppression. And that's what this, back to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord was upon who? Jesus, because He had anointed Him to preach the gospel to the poor. And one of the things to set at liberty are those who are what? Oppressed. I was there, but here's what happened. I made a choice to believe God. And it didn't feel good at the time, but I made a choice. I said with my mouth, I said, God, I will not stay at this place. What is that? That's faith. Why? Because of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you find yourself at that place, talk yourself right out of it in Jesus' name. Is this making sense? Feelings caught up later, and I wasn't at that place, and man, I took off with the plan of God, but everybody gets there sometimes. Well, what did I get that day? I got the victory. How did I get the victory? By faith in the Holy Spirit ministering to me, my helper. That's what He is. Amen? Victory. So putting on the whole armor of God. And then it says this, it says the helmet of salvation and the what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, I truly believe that all the scriptures I just read, it's all about the Word of God. It's all about it. So what you do is you put it on. How do you put it on? Every day when you get up, meet the Lord in this manner and just say, Lord, what do You want to say to me today? What do You want to say to me? I'm going to open up your Word, and I would like You to speak to me today. Because I need to hear from You. And you know what? When you hear God, here's what happens, okay? Let me tell you something that I know about God. He's an encourager. Here's the thing. When faith comes, the reason why God wants you to have faith is so you can be encouraged. That's it. The fivefold ministry is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Not to tear it down, but to build it up. To tell it what it can do and not do. You know, if God's telling you, don't do this, you know what? It's because He wants you to be lifted up. He doesn't want you at a low place. He wants you to come up with Him to higher ground. Can you say amen? Amen. That's what I want. I've made it my goal to come up to higher ground with Him. You know, He's given me my righteousness. It's through the blood of Jesus. But there's a place that you can walk with God. Enoch walked with God in the Old Testament. Abraham was the friend of God. How would you like to have God say, that's my friend? Yeah. You know how you get to know somebody? You hang out with them. You're their friend. I'll tell you what. The Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother. That's good stuff. You know what Jesus is? He's your friend. He'll be there for you. He'll be there for you, but here's the thing. Will you be there for him when he needs you? And that's where I got when I was 23 years old. I said, God, you got me. I ain't playing around with this thing. You guys can tell I'm serious about this thing, right? Amen? I am serious about this thing. I'm not perfect. By far, I'm not perfect, but I press in. I press in by faith. I know there's victory on the other side. I know there's victory today. I know the Spirit of God is in this place today. I know he's captivating hearts. Why? Because that's what I believe for. I believe that God would reach inside of every one of us today and touch us in a way to say, that's my son, that's my daughter, and you can do this. You're more than a conqueror. See, I remember one time playing a football game. Because you started talking about football, so it's your fault. Coach Dave Long was my coach, okay? Coach Dave Long was a good coach. My sophomore year, we won the North Coast Section Championships. I wish they would have had a state playoff because, honestly, that year I think we would have won it all. But Dave Long was my coach, and I've told this story quite a few times in church. And I remember one time I went out, and I was sick that game, but I wasn't going to tell nobody because I was going to play. And if I told Coach or anybody else that I was sick, they might not let me play. And I wanted to play some football. I had about 102-degree temperature, and I went out there and played, and we were playing, and I fumbled once. I coughed it up. I fumbled again. And I fumbled again 3 times. And by the third time, I was so upset at myself, I threw the ball down. I ran out of the field. I said, Coach, just take me out of the ball. Out of the ball game. I can't hang on to the ball. He grabbed me by the face mask. See, this is what good coaches will do. And I relate this to our Heavenly Father. But he grabbed me by the face mask and he said to me, he knew my dreams. He knew my heart. He knew I wanted to play pro football. I told him about it. You know, you want to do something, you tell people about it. He said, do you think Barry Sanders would talk like that? He says, do you think Emmett Smith would talk like that? And he says, you get in there and run the ball like I know Harvey Ward can. He slapped me on the butt. I never fumbled one more time. That's just like our Heavenly Father. You may miss it. You may slip. But what he's saying is, you get back in there. I need you. And most people don't realize this in the church. But God needs you. We think we need God. We do, desperately. I mean, I'm not nullifying that. We definitely need God. But God needs you to be in this battle. And it is a battle. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy all the time. Sometimes it's hard. The Bible talks about Christians that they'll suffer sometimes. You will suffer. You will go through things in life that you do not understand. But if you will keep believing, you will keep believing, you will have victory in every area of your life. Amen? It's the truth. You look at all the Bible characters. They weren't perfect. I mean, obviously, David, King David, my favorite Bible character, he was a man after God's own heart. He missed it big time. I mean, when he went to blow it, he blew all of it at one time. He just, every commandment, committed adultery, killed a guy, lied. I mean, all of it, all in one shot. But what did he do? He came back to the Lord and said, I've sinned. Created me a new heart. Created me. You know what? That's what you should be saying. Created me what you want to do. You are the potter. I am the clay. What he's going to do is sculpt you into a mighty warrior for God, for his sake. See, we're in a war. And it's not for the weak. It's not for the faint at heart. It's those who are determined to say this. This is all you really have to say. I'll never quit and I'll never stop. That's it. And if you do that, God will continue to strengthen you, build you up, and he'll use you in such a way because he needs you. He needs you to live for him. How do I do that? Just start living by faith. Do what you can. God will do the rest. Amen? Amen. Victory in Jesus. It is sweet when you win. And here's the thing. There are 9 innings. Now, I'm not a baseball guy, okay? Okay, but there are 9 innings in baseball. I don't know if we're in the 9th, but I think we might be as a church. Jesus is coming back. And you know what? If you haven't won the victory yet, it's okay. You got another inning. Believe God. Amen. Because it's not over until he comes. But even then, when he does come, when you're in the battle, guess what? It is, if he comes, you talk about sweet. Because you won't have to deal with yourself, your sin anymore. You won't have to deal with any of what. You'll experience the complete victory that God wants us to have. Isn't that going to be good? Whoo! That's going to be good. There won't be the struggle anymore. But we are in the battle right now. And God wants us to win. Honestly, He wants us to win every time. And we can win every time. If King David won every battle, guess what you can do? You can win every battle. But you're going to have to gird up the loins of your mind. You know, when that scripture talks about in Peter girding up the loins of your mind, the reason why is because they're about to go into battle. That's what's happening. They would gird themselves. They would wear these long robes and they would gird themselves. Why? So they didn't trip and stumble over it. Time to go to battle. You have to gird up the loins of your mind. Don't let everything in here. You can't. You can't afford it. One of the things that I've noticed about him, you know that saying they have, give them an inch, they'll take a... Come on. In your thought life, if you're dealing with... There's only three things that make a Christian stumble. Just three. You'd think we could get it. Amen? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Both of them, two of them are lust. Really, they're all lust. Pride's nothing but lust. But pride is not allowing God into your life. You know that's all pride is. God, I can do this. I got this on my own. He's thinking, no, you ain't got it. But until the pride and humility comes in, you can't receive from God. Why? Because He says He'll resist the proud but give grace to the humble. I don't know about you, but I need grace to overcome. I need the spirit of grace in my life to where it's like, God, no matter what I'm facing, I can win. But it's the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes. Lust is all in your mind. If you're dealing as a man, let's just be real in the church. If you're dealing with pornography, you better take care of your mind. You better cast out every thought. That's why I said if you give it an inch, it'll take a mile. What happens is it's a strong pulling that takes place. I know because I've fought these battles just like you. Lust comes, whatever kind of lust. It could be lust, women could lust, men could lust. Everybody lusts at one time or another. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that keeps us going. But what happens is as soon as you take thought towards it, you better deal with it. Because if you think about it once or twice, it's beginning to pull you in. It's like a tug of war that's going on your mind. There's the spirit and the flesh, and the flesh is just pulling. You have to gird up the loins of your mind, amen? Let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ. You have to have what's called the mind of Christ. And I'm just going to encourage you, every morning you get up, that's why you should read your Bible. Set your mind on things above, not on things on this earth. If you don't, you're not going to see victory every day in your life. That's what putting on the armor of God is about. Is so no matter what the enemy tries to pull, you've girded your waist with truth. Amen? You've shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? You've put on the breastplate of righteousness. And above all, you've taken the what? Shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts, the helmet of salvation, and the word of God. Take the word of God and talk back. Everybody say, talk back. When the enemy talks, notice this. When David went out to fight Goliath, who was doing most of the talking at first? Goliath. Just like the devil. Running his mouth. Well, you know what? Let the devil run his mouth a little bit. He ran his mouth in Matthew chapter 4 to Jesus for a while. He said, if you are the Son of God, he said, you know what? Turn this stone into bread. What did Jesus say? He talked back. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Talk back. David talked back to Goliath. Goliath told him what he was going to do to David, and then David told him what he was going to do to him by the power of God. Not in self. Amen? Isn't this a good message today? When God shows up, what He's doing is building His church. Amen. And building us up today so when we face anything in life, we're overcomers. Amen? Let's get a few more scriptures on victory. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, but thanks, everybody say, thank God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, it says. He gives it to us. It says the battle belongs to who? The Lord. So whatever you're facing right now, there are people facing things right now in here. They don't know how it's going to work out because they don't see it any other way unless God gets involved. But you're actually in a good place. Thanks be to God who what? Gives you. He's going to give you the victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says this, thanks be to God who always leads us in what? Triumph in Christ. So here's the plan. You got a plan of God in your life. You may not have known it. But before you were born, God knew you. He knew you. Just like it talked about Jeremiah, He knew you personally. He is your creator. And it says if you will follow Him, He's leading us. How many want to be led by God? Amen. Yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to be led by God. I believe I'm being led by God today. Amen? But God leads you in what? Triumph. You got to let Him have the steering wheel. You got to let Him. Because if He's leading you, God led David to Goliath. I'm going to be honest with you. God's leading you to some things on purpose. On purpose. Remember the Israelites? They leave Egypt. They're in bondage. How many know it's a figure of what we have now of when somebody gets born again? You're in bondage. You may not know it, but you're in bondage until you know Jesus. Sin dominates you and will dominate you, and it'll destroy your life. But when you get born again, He delivers you. He gives you the exodus. You're exiting that and having life, death for life. But when God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, He was leading them out, trying to get them to lead out. But most of them had a bunch of doubt and unbelief. Guess what? They didn't go into the promised land. You know why? Because they wouldn't let God what? Lead them. He's leading us to triumph. He wants to be victorious in every area of my life. How many would say He's my leader? He is. Let me just say this. Faith is so vital because the Holy Spirit, once again, is a responder to faith. He responds. Here's the good news, though. God will give you the faith. The Holy Spirit does both parts. The Holy Spirit actually gives you faith when the Word of God comes. See, faith is really, honestly, unless the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you don't have faith. It's true. I've been in a place as soon as the Holy Spirit reveals, that's why you need to read your Bible. When He reveals something to you, you know it. That's why it says you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. That's what it says. You know it. It's like, wow, God spoke to me today. Wow, this is amazing. Changes the Bible a whole lot. Then faith comes. But then when you release that faith, He responds to that. Am I making sense today? I believe this with all my heart. He gives you the faith, and then He responds to faith. He just, if you can believe, the Bible says this. Let me prove it to you. These signs shall follow those who what? Believe. In my name, they'll what? Cast out demons. Have you ever seen a demon cast out? I have. Have I ever casted out one myself? No, because I'd never met anybody who was demon-possessed yet. But I can guarantee you this, if they showed up, I'd, in the name of Jesus, I'll cast out that demon. Why? Because I've given authority to trample upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I believe that. So the devil's coming out. That's it. It's over. Done deal. Does it? Why? Because He's given me authority. What? To cast out demons. To speak with new tongues. See, the anointing does that. And when the anointing comes on you, you will know it. Right, Pastor? And the anointing comes when their faith arises. Amen. Everybody say, I'm anointed. God's showing me what I'm anointed to do. It's the truth. But if you'll stay in faith, He'll get you there. I can remember, and I'm closing now. I'm going to close, but I can remember when I was in front of the mirror in McKinleyville, California, and I gave my life to Jesus. I said, You got my life. I didn't know what to do. I was honest. I was in faith. 2 weeks later, a guy from Oregon called me and said, hey, I got a job for you in Oregon, and I got you a place to stay. At the time, I was living with my mom. I had a part-time job. And before the 3 weeks before that, I was drinking like crazy, but I gave my life to Jesus. You know what? Because I trusted God, He told me. He said, you moved to Oregon. Didn't know this guy hardly at all. Didn't know him. I mean, this can be some crazy stuff, but I knew it was God. Why? Because He's leading me. He's leading me in the direction. I went there, and that's where my life totally, totally changed. But I gave my life to Him. Here's the thing about God. God will never make you do anything. He won't. He's a loving gentleman. The Holy Spirit's here today. He won't make you do anything. You have to surrender to Him. You have to just say, you know what, God, man, I hear you talking to me. Right now in this room, there's a struggle going on. There's a struggle. Some people are struggling with this. Why? Because God shows up. I remember being 13 years old. I remember like yesterday, redheaded preaching woman. She was preaching fire, boy. She was a good preacher. I don't remember what she said, but she was good. What I do remember is the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. And I responded. You know what? All God wants you to do is respond today. Listen to your heart. Just listen to your heart. I like to say it simple. God has already said yes to you. Will you say yes to Him? Will you say yes? You say, it's that simple? Yeah, will you say yes in faith? Say, yeah, I believe that you died on the cross for me. For me. I see that there is no other way. I see that I'm lost without you. And I see if I was to live, if this was my last day alive, I'm not sure where I'd spend eternity. I'm really not sure. You need to answer that question. You and God both know. But I can tell you today, you can be sure. You can be sure if you breathe your last breath today that you know where you're going. Let me tell you something. It is an awesome thing to know that. To know that Jesus took care of it for you. That you could spend all eternity with Him. Amen. Here's what I'd like to do. We could have every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to just say, this is between you and God right now. I know there's many people in this room, but it's really between you and God, and you being honest with yourself, acknowledging that, you know what? Man, I need a Savior right now. And I'll tell you what. When I acknowledged Him and confessed Him, there was such a freedom that I felt in my life that it's hard to explain the load that was lifted. It is incredible. It's called the Holy Spirit. And today, if you've never received Christ, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't do it. Take a step of faith today. God wants you to lead your life somewhere. And let me tell you something. The life that He has for you is better than the one you have right now. It's better. He needs you. He's calling you today. If you're here today and you say, I realize I need Jesus. I want Him in my life. I actually want Him in my life today. All I'm asking you to do today is to respond from your heart. If you're here today, you say, that's me. That's me, Brother Harvey. Would you lift your hand? We just want to pray with you as a church. Listen, I've done this. I'm not here to embarrass anybody, but I do want to give you an opportunity, and so does the pastor of this church. You say, I need Jesus. Would you just lift your hand up? I want that. I see that hand. Anybody else? I see that hand. Anybody else? This is between you and God. He's pulling on you. All you have to do is just surrender. He won't make you, but he will love you. And He'll love you all the way the rest of your life, whether you receive Him or not. One more time. Anybody else? You say, yep, today is the day for me. Amen.